Hey guys, what's up? This is Real Fiends. We are on episode 141. My name is Dave. I'm going to be doing a solo review on The Shallows. Just checked it out yesterday. I was kind of looking forward to the movie. When I saw the trailer for it way back, I was like, all right, I like this movie. You know, shit looks pretty good. You know, it looks interesting. I'm a big fan of the Jaws film, old school classic. So I was down for like a new shark movie. So like I said, again, it kind of looked promising. I saw it. I got my opinions on it. I am going to get into that. So some of the stats on the film, it's PG-13. It's a drama thriller. IMDb gave it a 7.1. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 75%. And Metacritic gave it a 58%, excuse me. So the premise for it goes like this. A mere 200 yards from shore, surfer Nancy is attacked by a great white, with her short journey to safety becoming the ultimate contest of wills. It stars Blake Lively. She plays Nancy. And the movie is directed by Juan Colette Serra. So, guys, I gotta say the movie, it wasn't that good. The movie itself was okay. Blake Lively, she fucking sucked. Like the chick, she cannot act in my opinion. She needs a lot of work. I don't care to see her in another fucking movie. Like, she was just terrible. Like, fake. I mean, her crying was like so fake and whimpering. It just, acting seems so forced to her. Like, it's sad. She needs to take some lessons from her, I don't know if they're husband and wife yet, but from her boo, Ryan Reynolds, a.k.a. Deadpool. I like Ryan Reynolds. I think he's a pretty decent actor. But his chick, man, she cannot act for shit. The movie itself, it was okay. At some points, the special effects are kind of cheesy. I'm going to try not to get into any spoilers, but, you know, there was some scenes with some dolphins, like CGI dolphins. They look bad. They look shitty, man, for like a Hollywood film, like on screen. It was like kind of disrespectful, to be honest, for them to present that shit. The actual great white itself, it looked pretty cool. I mean, it looked pretty realistic. It looked scary. You know, it looked menacing. There's a few things that happened in the movie that were like, get the fuck out of here, man. No way. Like, such bullshit. The movie wasn't the worst flick I've ever seen in my life. By far, it's not the best. What ruined the movie for the most part was her. I just couldn't get over like how bad she was. She was just like corny, just really, really bad. You know, fake crying, fake whimpering again. She's just, man, acting must be a fucking task for her, man. I mean, she needs to definitely, you know, brush up on her skills, go hire an acting coach, something. Because again, like I do not care to see her in another movie. That's the first movie, you know, if I recall properly, that I've ever seen her in. And it's the last. Like, I got no interest in seeing this chick in anything else. And it's like fucking mind boggling how someone with like no skills winds up on the big screen. Like, you know, it goes to show you, it's kind of like who you know, it's luck, politics, or like how good looking you are. And she's cute. I don't even think she's all that. She got no ass, no body. I'm just keeping 100%. She doesn't have a knockout figure. She got some boobies. Face is kind of cute. So she's not even like this super knockout chick. You know, what's the chick with the black hair and the light eyes? She was in Ninja Turtles. Megan Fox. She's a terrible actress also, but I can almost understand why, you know, they keep putting her in films, because she's eye candy. She's really nice to look at. But Blake Lively's like, she's aight. So you look aight, not being mean, but to me, she's not like a bombshell, and your acting fucking sucks. I mean, I just do not see her having a lengthy, long career. Not to be overly mean, just being 100% real. she has to hire a fucking acting coach or do something, because they're just not going to put her in movies, man. I know I'm not the only one to feel this way. You know, many people out there have to just agree with me and say she sucks. I know Gil does. But if I can grade this movie, because I'm ranting now, I'm going to give The Shallows, I'm going to give it like a C minus, like a C minus. There was nothing special about it. It was borderline entertaining. It could have been like 100 times better. They just really dropped the ball with this film. And then the fact that it was PG-13 really kind of hurt it also, because I feel like if you got a creepy, like a scary movie involving a great white shark stalking you, it should be rated R. It should be really gory. They should pull no punches for it. Like, don't pussy out and make it a PG-13 flick. But to my understanding, it's already made its money at the box office in budget. You know, what they spent for it budget wise. So it's a success. I mean, kudos, props to them. I didn't think it was anything special. Would I recommend it to somebody? If you're absolutely bored out of your fucking mind, I would be like, yeah, Redbox it. It was okay. Only if you're super bored. There's no way in hell I would own this movie. There's like no way in hell. Somebody will give it to me and I just won't want it. That's how much I just didn't give a shit for it. But anyway, guys, that's my review for The Shallows. I didn't really have any spoilers in there. I think if I would have had spoilers and really got into it, it would have been kind of comical, because I would have straight up shit on this movie terribly, more than I already have. Maybe I'll save that for when Gil's on, and I'll just like straight up talk about the movie and give you guys like fair warning in the title or something, so I don't ruin it. But anyway, guys, that's going to be my short and sweet review of The Shallows. Again, a C-. I really wouldn't recommend it unless you're about to die from boredom. So, guys, we'll catch you back with episode 142. I'm going to be doing an episode with Gil. It's probably going to be 142. It should be fun as usual. We're going to get on here, have fun, and give you guys the real lowdown on flicks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing on iTunes. That's huge. Guys, please leave us feedback or subscribe if you enjoy the podcast. We have a Twitter at Real Fiends. Our Gmail is realfiends@gmail.com. Email us there with requests, comments, whatever you like. We have a Facebook page, like the page, YouTube channel. We're all over the place. So once again, guys, thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with 142 later.